Blog Talk Radio.
Here on Home Base Business 101, and we're thankful to have you on tonight. And before we get started and before I bring on our host, I want to thank the 27,566 people that have listened to a show here on Home Base Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio, truly making us listener-supported radio. And we just thank you so much. Well, you know, it's Sunday night, and on Sunday nights what we do here on Home Base Business 101, we have our host, Ms. Gail Walker, who I'm about to introduce. Keep abreast of what's going on up in the Big Apple. Gail Walker is a mother, a wife, and a career woman who started on the road to entrepreneurship in 2007 as a travel consultant to YTB Travel. Since that time, the company has branched out and expanded to now include retail. As a broker with Zamzu, earning matching commissions, she manages her full-time career as a registered nurse, along with running her Zamzu travel and retail internet business on a part-time basis. Gail also shows churches and nonprofits how to fundraise using their own travel and retail internet center. And Gail has added yet another role to her portfolio. You know, she is a talk show host here on Home Base Business 101. And she co-hosts The New Yorker, the show that focuses on popular New York restaurants, Broadway plays, concerts, sporting events, and gives away a free $25 gift certificate to a lucky listener on our site called restaurant.com. Gail is the perfect example how the Zamzu is the right business for busy people. And with no further ado, let me bring up our host for the night of The New Yorker, Ms. Gail Walker. Good evening, Gail. How you doing?
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I am doing well. I am blessed and highly favored. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing fine. We had 64-degree temperature down here in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, and I'm not trying to rub it in. I know y'all up there still defrosting, and maybe, you know, it might still be in the refrigerator, so I don't
know. Can you see my green, jealous eyes? Through the radio. Oh my goodness. You know what? I'm never going to sing the song "I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas" because I don't care. I don't want a white Christmas. I don't want a white January. I don't want a white February. I've never seen so much snow in all my life. We have drifts that are up to 4, 5, and 6 feet high. I mean, you know, we had a little warm weather today, so it helped melt some of the snow. But I understand that we're expecting another snowstorm this week coming down from, it's going to be hitting the west and coming from, like, Michigan and what have you all the way back to here. So I'm like, oh, my goodness. I can't wait till the springtime.
All right. Hey,
but you know, us New Yorkers, we're troopers, so we get through
it. Okay. All right, I hear you. Besides for the snow, hey, what's the buzzword up in New York as far as Broadway movies and stuff like that and all the stuff that's going on? Update our listening audience, what's happening in the Big Apple?
Oh, what's happening? You know, well, we have the movies going on. Once we dig ourselves from and get our cars dug out and everything, we're going to the movies. One of the movies that's out there is The Mechanic, and I understand that's a really good film starring Jason Statham and Ben Foster. I didn't go to see it, but one of my sons did, and he came back raving about it. And, of course, the good thing about it is that we can always get tickets for movies like this through our Fandango site on Zamzoo, which he forgot about. I had to remind him. So the next time he goes, he's surely going to remember to print those tickets out early and get that money off when he marches on down to that that box office with he and his friends. But that's one of the movies that's out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, hey, what about on Broadway? Is that Spider-Man play still happening, or what's going
Spider-Man
on?
Spider-Man is still happening, even though they pushed the opening back, I think it's in March or so. I'm not quite sure. But, yeah, that's still happening. One of the plays I have my eyes on that, believe it or not, I have not seen. I can't believe I haven't seen, but I'm putting that on my birthday list because I want to go see The Lion King. I have not seen it yet. I want to go see that. Yeah. And we can get that on our site, too.
Yeah, when you do, let me know. I have a former student that was, I don't know if he's still in the cast now. He still might be because he was in the cast, a former student of ours that came through me and my wife's performing arts company. He started off with us when he was about 7, 8 years old. His name is Eric Bates, and he's in The Lion King. He's also performed in Rugrats. And I think he's still in the cast. I got to pull that up and look and see if Eric is still in The Lion King cast. You know, but yeah, that is a you know, very, very exciting play. So let people know about tickets now then, for those that, you know, might want to go see Spider-Man or The Lion King or anything else on Broadway. Give us the 411 on tickets now.
Oh, tickets now. It's one of the wonderful vendors that we have on our site. Tickets now, you know, you can get tickets for almost anything that's going on, concerts and sports tickets and theater tickets. So you just go to your free Zamzoo site, and you look up there on the upper right-hand corner. It's like the first store that's featured on the extreme right. You click on it. You type in what you want to see, and I'll pop the information about how to purchase the tickets for whatever it is that you want to go see. And in this case, for me, it would be Lion King.
All right. Yeah, and you also, for those people out there and that's, you know, one of the fans of Janet Jackson, she's coming to Radio City Music Hall in March, I believe it is. And, again, they can get tickets for that right off of tickets now, and you know, and with that site, they're going to get tell them, you know, besides getting a ticket, what else they going to get with that?
30% of the vendor commission for those tickets. 30%. And if you get a free site from one of us, free website, and you purchase your tickets through your own site, in a couple of weeks, you will be getting in the mail a check with your commission.
Just for going to see a play. Mm. Go see a play and get paid. All right. That is exciting. That is exciting. Hey, one of the other things that you also share with people is about restaurants. And, you know, we have a site called restaurant.com, and you've taken advantage of this. And share with the listening audience again, some of the restaurants that you have particularly eaten at in the New York area, for those that are listening in or chiming in that's in that area. Give us a highlight or two, or a restaurant or two in the area that is on the restaurant.com site.
Oh, I've eaten at so many restaurants, but then there's so many here listed on this site that I'll be going through this for the next few decades. There's so many that participates in this program, but this is really a good program where you can purchase a $25 gift certificate for dinner. For two, usually for $10, but very often, at least once a month, and most often even more often than that, you can get that same $25 gift certificate for the low price of $2 or $3. I mean, that's fantastic. I've even seen it one time for just pay a dollar.
Right, even for a dollar. Yeah, right now, if people go to that site and get a ticket, they can put in the code, which is MEAL, M-E-A-L, and they can get that coupon for $2. There was one restaurant that we highlighted earlier that, you know, we gave away a certificate for, and then there was another one we still trying to give a certificate away for. Tell us about the restaurant we're still trying to give a certificate away for, and then we're going to tell people how they can email us or how they can go to your blog and leave a comment so that we can, you know, bless somebody with a gift. What was that other restaurant we was trying to give a certificate away with too?
One was House of Soul, and that's up in Mount Vernon, New York. It's a soul food restaurant. Very nice. The food is just wonderful, wonderful. And we'd be glad to give a certificate away for that to some lucky listener.
Okay, and what's some of the menu items there? I mean, you've eaten there before, so what was it that you enjoyed when you ate there?
What was it that I enjoyed? How about everything?
Well,
chicken.
I understand everything, but tell the people, you know, what was it? Was it barbecue
greens.
Chicken or what? Or what collard greens? Give us the 411.
I'm just going down the list.
Go ahead.
Collard greens, when you get there, they give you a basket of cornbread that is, you don't make a meal off of that. I mean, the lemonade, they make real lemonade. They don't make it from a mix. You could taste the difference. The same thing with the iced tea. You can tell the iced tea is the real iced tea, you know, like our grandmother used to make. They don't make that from the list. I mean, they have everything on their menu, all kind of greens, the string beans, Southern style, fried chicken, the pork chops that's smothered, the macaroni and cheese, the catfish.
You're talking about that. I got a piece of catfish in the oven right now that I'm going to eat when the show is over. Go ahead.
You know, see, it's already, now that's strike two. First was the 64 degrees, and now it's just catfish in the oven. let me tell you something. This is a family-owned restaurant, and they've been in business as a family for many, many, many years. This is a new location that they moved to about a year ago, and this is a larger location, and the venue, I think, is much nicer than the former venue. And it's just a popular spot that people just go after church during the week, you know, for business. It's great. And we recommend that highly.
Okay. Hey, so what we want to do right here, Gail, is go ahead and give people your blog information before we go to station break so they can learn how to go to your blog, leave a comment, or, you know, in a way to contact them. And, you know, hey, based on who goes there first and leaves a comment, then, you know, and then I'll give, during station break, I'll give the email address out. And, you know, between one of those two links, hopefully we get some people in the New York area that be interested in taking us up on getting a coupon to be able to go there. You know, if you're not in the New York area, but you still would like to get a restaurant.com certificate, you still can go to Gail's blog when she gives that information out, or the email that I give out during station break, and we'll see if we hook you up with a restaurant in your area. So go ahead and give them that your blog information, Gail.
Yes, the name of my blog is My Zamzu E-Commerce Biz. That's the name of my blog, and you can find that blog at www.myzamzubiz.blogspot.com. Again, that's www.myzamzubiz.blogspot.com.
All right. Okay, hey people, we're going to take a station break here. You're listening to The New Yorker here on Home-Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Home-Based Business 101 is a platform, a business platform show that's put together by Movements Unlimited Performing Arts Company Incorporated, which is a 501c3 youth and family development corporation that's been in existence for over 20 years, and it was founded by Cynthia Jasari Williams Jahi, my wife, and she's the founder. I work for her. Even though I'm the CEO, but she's the boss. But it was her dream, and she's, you know, worked with youth and worked with families, and so this is a business outreach show, and which, you know, we're, you know, working to get information to people out about how to take advantage of some tremendous opportunities in their lifetime. Right now, we also are promoting a program. We have a business youth mentoring program, and we have a link on the Home-Based Business 101 page that you can click that will take you and give you more information about that. Or you can also go to www.movementsunlimited.com. That is www.movements. UNLIMITED.com to learn more about this 20-year-old company that has been doing some tremendous work to advance youth and families, and this radio show is part of our business outreach. Okay, hey, I got that in, and we're going to get back to the rest of the show here on The New Yorker with Gail. I meant to give out the email address. She gave out the blog. You can email also information, you know, letting us know you've been tuning in to The New Yorker. That's TheNewYorker at movementsunlimited.com. And when you do that, you know, hey, if you got some suggestions or some comments or some things you'd like to share, you know, email us. And also email us so that we can put you in the loop for getting one of those restaurant.com certificates. And we're going to do it, so I'm going to turn it back over to Gail here. We have a couple other things we'd like to be able to share with you as we get ready to get into wind down time for the show. We got one more day of an exciting program that's going on with our company, Gail, called ZamFest. Share that with people and let them know what's happening at ZamFest and where they can go to tune in and find out about how they can take advantage of that.
Oh, ZamFest. You know, when we all started 2011, it was all about health and wellness and what we're going to do to improve our health and to stay well and be well. And, of course, we have a lot of products on our site that promotes that. And ZamFest is highlighting the products that we have, and they're having special promotions to help us get on our way to health and wellness. And it's really good for us to get serious about our health. You know, we have high blood pressure and diabetes, and, you know, as a nurse, I see all of that. You know, we're we're overweight and we're smoking and we're not sleeping well and we're not getting the rest that we need and we're stressed out, we have products on our website that can address all of this. One of the things you can do on your free website when you get it from us is once you go to the search box and you type in ZAMFest. When you type in ZAMFest, you will find a bunch of the stores that are having promotions. And some of the stores are like Weight Watchers, cigarettes for those who need to stop smoking, Fit Orbit, one for snoring for those who are not sleeping well, My Snoring Solution, Beach Body Fitness is on there. People are all talking about the P90X and P90X Plus workouts. That's all on there. It's just a lot of products for health and wellness, and they have some really good sales going on here. So that's something that you could look into. Also on our websites, if you click on the specialty tabs, if you click on wellness, we have a bunch of our health and wellness products. We have Nutraceutics. They have some products in there that's good for digestive health, for sleep, for everything. We have Shea Organics. You know, they have the toxic-free products. We have our pH Perfect with the alkaline water. You know, they keeps our, you know, disease. It's difficult for disease to exist in an alkaline state. Disease, infections, viruses, they love acidity. And when you drink in the water, it helps keep our bodies at that state where we're not so acidic and we're not promoting sickness. And we have other products with homeopathic remedies, the clear products. I mean, so there's just a lot right there that we could do just to keep well. And this is going on, I believe, until the 31st, right?
Yeah, until the 31st, to tomorrow. I believe it ends tomorrow. And, that's going on till then. I mean, I looked at some of the stores on here, like Bristol MD is giving 17.5% cash back, free shipping or 10% off the first order of meals. And they have gourmet diet delivered to your door. Losing weight has never tasted so good, as they said. All you can do is heat, eat, enjoy, and lose weight the fast and easy way. Their online diet delivered to your door specializes in great-tasting, nutritional, balanced diet food, all freshly made by Bristol MD chefs. Deciding which meals to eat is the hardest part of dieting, often is the reason many diets fail. Bristol MD has a solution to that. Their diet program is your ticket to weight loss. So, you know, as you were saying, you know, people, we make these commitments, and usually, you know, hey, we're getting down to the end of this month. Excuse me. And, how many of us have been, you know, true to that ourselves, or have we been lying to ourselves? You know, we set these New Year's resolutions, you know, going into the new year, what we're going to do, and, you know, we all excited, and then after about the third day, we're back into the same old routine. Let's break those routines.
So true.
People.
Yeah. We need to.
Yeah.
We need to.
And that's the health part. Now, let's talk about the wellness part. You know, as we get ready to wrap up, I mean, our company, some people in our business, they put together something yesterday that I'm still tingling about.
Oh.
And even though we don't have but a few minutes left, we can cover a little bit of it. There was a 15-hour telethon yesterday, with our company. And I know you got on some of the calls and whatever. What were some of the highlights for you that you'd like to share real quick about what you got out of listening to the telethon that you'd like to pass on to the listening audience?
You know, first of all, they were so inspirational. I mean, I'm talking about listening to Zamzu Brokers, who there was one call, and I forget the name of the person, but she was a single mother. And
Monica
she was,
Petty.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And she was, I mean, that really spoke to me. I'm not a single parent, but I'm a mother. And, you know, you read my bio, I'm pretty busy, you know, and just sharing how that helped her through raising her children and getting that money, you know, to take care of her household and all, and listening to DeMond Crump talk about how he was a Hurricane Katrina, you know, victim, where and he has a handicapped son, and how he sat in the back of the room when he heard the presentation, and he interrupted the presentation and said, "Oh no, I'm signing up right now." And he talked about how that has brought his family. They had to start all over again. Can you imagine having to start your life all over again? And he prayed for a solution, and out of nowhere, right in his lap, I believe it was God, and he said so himself, dropped it right in his lap. And that is the vehicle to have that was used to help bring his family back up. I mean, just, oh, 15 hours of this. And, you know, I had people on the line listening to it. I have one young lady. She signed up right then and there after listening to one of the calls. I had another one. She heard a call, and she contacted me through email. And now I have a gentleman who, just before I got on this call right here, he had called me, and he's ready to get started. We're in the process of signing him up. I mean, it's just, you know, when you hear real-life people, these are not millionaires. These are ordinary people who go to work and have problems. They got illness. They got sickness. They got, you know, things going on. And this is a vehicle that ordinary people can use to help their homes and help their financial state. It's just, yesterday was phenomenal. And a big shout out to Von Nickelberry and those and the others who thought of this and arranged this. And I understand it started within a week. They arranged
yeah,
this.
Yeah, Damon Walker.
Phenomenal.
Damon came to Von. Damon was the one that thought of it, came to Von,
okay.
And then Von took it to Nakia, and then, Damon took it to Nakia, and they took it to Von, and then Von took it to the company and Jerome and other people. And but, you know, Damon Walker was a thought, like he said, that he had. Because on the last call last night at 12 o'clock, they had Chris Coakley on. Damon shared how all of this started. He had a thought. He shared it with Nakia. And they got with Von. And then Von said, yeah, well, you know, hey, let's see what we can do.
Well, big shout out to all of them. I mean, mm-hmm. because that was absolutely phenomenal. And see, this is what it takes. It takes a vision. You have to have a vision. You know, the Word of God says, without a vision, the people perish. And that is so true. You have a vision, and then when you have the vision, you write it down, and it says you run with it. And they had a vision. They wrote it down. They wrote the plan. And what did they do? They ran with it. And as a result, people are finding their way to financial freedom because they, and that's, see, so you could have a vision, okay, and you could think about something and it's staying on that paper and you don't enact it. You're not running with it. You're not working on it. You can get one of these free sites, okay, and once you get it, it just sits right there and there's your free site. But if you're not working on it, that vision is not going to come into fulfillment.
So true, so true, so true. Hey, Gail, you know, boy, time just moves fast when you're having fun. We're
it
down
sure
to
does.
A minute left. And, you know, yes, that call yesterday was great. I mean, you know, DeMond touched me also because I signed up in the business also after coming through Hurricane Katrina, and I'll share my story for next week. But hey, it's been a great, great show, and it's time to bring up our theme music for this show, The New Yorker. And hey, we want to thank Gail for, you know, hey, hanging in there and bringing all this information to you tonight. God bless everybody that
my
tuned
pleasure.
In. And, hey, don't forget to go to her blog or hit us with an email so we can give you one of them restaurant.com certificates. And with that said, I'm going to put on a theme song for this show and close it on out.
Good night.